the tale of the love potion. A 21-year-old man went on holiday to the Bahamas. When he arrived at his hotel, he found everything to his liking. The weather was perfect, the beach was immaculate, the hotel was high class, and the atmosphere was exciting. That night, he put on his most fragrant aftershave, donned an expensive shirt, and went down to the hotel bar for a drink. He spotted a beautiful woman in a revealing red dress standing at the bar. She was incredibly attractive, with long dark hair, deep brown eyes, tanned skin, full lips, round hips, and ample charms. She had it all. The man stared at her and was enchanted by her eyes, so much so that he instantly fell in love. Gathering his courage, he sauntered over to the woman and stood next to her at the bar. When the opportunity arose, he leaned in and asked if he could buy her a drink. Imagine his disappointment when she refused and dismissed him with a wave of her hand. It made him crazy. He felt rejected and became very annoyed. It was as if she had stabbed him straight through the heart. He was so disappointed that he returned to his hotel room, hanging his head in shame. The next night, he was back at the bar and he spotted her again. This time, he would give it a second chance. "Hi, my name's Josh," he said, flashing a smile. "Why would I care what your name is?" she asked. "I thought maybe we could get to know each other a little better," he said hopefully. "I'd rather chew my own leg off," was her withering reply. Again, the young man found himself making his way back to his room, feeling completely humiliated. The next day, as he was exploring the city, he walked past an old woman who was selling her wares by the side of the street. He saw that she had a sign that read, "Spell casting and black magic." Stopping at her cart, he asked her if she had something that could make a woman fall head over heels in love with a man. The woman smiled and told him that she had the perfect solution for him. She held up a small bottle with a heart emblazoned on the glass. It contained a red syrup-like liquid. She told him that it was a love potion. The man eagerly took the bottle and paid her for it. And as he was leaving, the old woman warned him to only put on a single drop into the drink of the woman he intended to use it on. Otherwise, she said, he may regret it. That night, the young man strode into the bar and sat down at the young woman. He began to speak with her gently. She turned her head as if to avoid him. He took the opportunity to pour the love potion into her glass. In case the potion was ineffective, he poured the entire bottle into her drink. 20 minutes later, the woman turned to him and smiled. Her eyes glittered and her pupils dilated. Before he could say a word, she threw herself on him and began to kiss him passionately. The man couldn't believe his luck. The love potion actually worked. They spent the entire night in a romantic embrace, kissing and cuddling like newlyweds. When the morning came, the woman wanted to surprise him. She decided to prepare a lovely breakfast and went looking for cream cheese and croissants. Unfortunately, the minute she set foot outside the hotel, she was run over by a car. The car tires squished her head into a bloody pulp, and she died on the spot. The young man spent the whole day crying. As night fell, he began to get over her, but he found himself unable to sleep. And as he lied there in bed, tossing and turning, he suddenly sensed a presence in the room. Turning over, He was horrified to see the ghastly figure of the woman in the red dress crouching down by the door. When she raised her head, he realized that the skin on her face had been ripped off, revealing the bone underneath. Before he had a chance to react, she jumped on him and began kissing him passionately, mashing her bony teeth and mutilated lips against his mouth. He screamed and screamed, but she didn't let go until morning. Every night she returned until the end of his life. The Tale of the Talking Robot. I have a son who I love with all my heart, but even though he is 5 years old, he is not able to speak. I can't stand it when people refer to him as dumb. He's an intelligent boy, but he has a problem. When he was just a baby, my son suffered a serious illness. He recovered from the disease, but he never learned to speak. My wife and I took him to several psychologists and therapists, but none of them were able to help him. They said the cause of his problem was psychosomatic, and he would eventually grow out of it. My wife and I spent a lot of time with our son, talking to him and encouraging him to repeat words after us. All he was ever able to do was make a high-pitched wailing sound. Sometimes we would get very frustrated and break down crying. All we could do was hug him and assure him that we loved him very much. One day, I was in a toy store and a doll on one of the shelves caught my eye. It was a talking robot. I decided to buy it for my son as a present. I was hoping it might help him finally learn to speak. When my son opened the box and saw the talking robot, he was overjoyed. He was so excited he hugged me and made high-pitched wails. I pulled the string at the back and showed him how to get the robot talking. My son fell in love with that toy and brought it everywhere he went. I would often hear him playing with it in his bedroom, pulling the string and making the robot talk. However, my son never spoke a word. One morning, my son came down to breakfast and I put a plate of waffles in front of him. "I don't like this," he muttered. For just a few seconds, I couldn't believe my ears. "What did you say?" I asked in surprise. "I said, I don't like waffles," he repeated in a dull monotone. I rushed over and hugged him tightly. Tears were streaming down my cheeks. "You can talk," I shouted joyfully. "You can talk." "I can talk," said my son. "How?" I asked, my voice heavy with emotion. "How did this happen?" My son raised his hand and pointed to his bedroom. "It was the robot," he said haltingly. "The robot gave its power to me." After that, my son began talking every day. He says a few words every day, but it is always in the same dull monotone. I should be happy, but I'm not. There is something different about him. He doesn't show any emotion anymore. He never cries. He never smiles. He never hugs me. He just sits there, staring at me. He also never plays with the talking robot anymore. Yesterday, I picked it up and pulled the string. It made a high-pitched wailing sound. No matter how many times I pull the string, it still makes that high-pitched wail. The same high-pitched wail my son used to make. the tale of Tell Me the Way. One dark night, a 15-year-old girl named Lydia was walking home from her friend's house. She turned down a narrow street to take a shortcut and was startled by the sight of an old man standing in her path. When she stopped, the old man turned to her and in a hoarse voice said, "Tell me the way." His face was disgusting, his skin covered in scars and boils, his hair stringy and unkempt, his eyes bulging horribly, almost popping out of their sockets. Lydia was terrified. She was alone in a dark and narrow alleyway with a strange and disturbing person. Her heart began pounding, and it took her a few seconds to catch her breath. "Tell me the way," the old man demanded.
Okay, where are you going?"
asked Lydia nervously. When the old man told her the address he was searching for, a chill ran down her spine. It was her home.
"I don't know where that is,"
she replied curtly as she pushed past the old man and ran down the alleyway. Glancing back, she could see him standing in the alley, watching her flee. Lydia was so freaked out by the incident that she didn't stop running until she got back to her house. Breathing a sigh of relief, she took out her keys. She looked up and down the street to make sure the old man hadn't followed her. He was nowhere in sight. She turned the key, unlocked the door, and pushed it open. From the darkness inside her house, a hoarse voice said, "Tell me the way." The Tale of the Backpacker. There was a 21-year-old man who loved to travel to exotic countries. After a while, he grew bored of the usual holiday destinations and wanted a trip that would be more exciting. His plan was to backpack around Southeast Asia for a few months. He thought that it would be a great experience to feel the freedom of traveling through remote areas, crossing mountains, and meeting random people along the way. His first destination was China. When his plane landed in Beijing, the only luggage he had was the small backpack he was carrying. However, the young man didn't want to stay for a very long time and in the hustle and bustle of a huge Chinese city. He was eager to explore the hills and valleys of the vast country. The young man had an idea that he was sure would turn his little backpacking trip into a much more interesting adventure. He decided to randomly hop on a bus without having any idea where he was going. Not knowing the destination made it feel like he was taking a mystery tour around China. Every time the bus reached the end of a line, he would hop off and randomly catch another bus, never knowing or caring where it would take him. After a few weeks, he found himself traveling around some of the most remote regions in China. It was an area that tourists seldom visited. The man was delighted to be passing through all the tiny villages and having the opportunity to see how the rural Chinese people really lived. One day, he found himself traveling on yet another bus, passing through yet another remote area. When they set out, the bus was empty. But after six stops, a large crowd of people got on, and it was filled to capacity. After a while, he noticed that the other passengers kept looking at him strangely. The young man also thought it was odd that they chose to stand instead of sitting down in the vacant seat next to him. At the next stop, a beautiful Chinese woman boarded the bus. She looked around, and when she saw the young backpacker, her eyes suddenly grew wide with shock. When she turned down the aisle and sat down beside him, he was a bit surprised. Suddenly, the woman nudged him and whispered, "Do you know where you're going?" "I have no idea," replied the man with a smile. "I'm just backpacking around the country. I got on this bus without looking at the destination." "Well, I must warn you that you are in grave danger," she said. "Why?" asked the man. "The next stop is the end of the line," said the woman. "It is a small village that has an awful reputation. The people who live there prey on Western tourists who become lost. They're cannibals." The man couldn't believe what she was saying. At first, he thought she must be joking, but when he looked at her face, he could not even detect the smallest hint of a smile. "Surely you can't be serious," he said. "What I am telling you is the truth," replied the woman. "If you are wise, you will take heed of what I tell you. Everyone in this area has heard the horrible tales of what goes on in this village. In my language, it is called the man-eating village." The woman's words shocked the young backpacker to his very core. He found himself lost for words. "If you don't believe me, just look around," she continued. "Almost all of the passengers on this bus are from that village." The young man looked up and realized that all the other passengers were staring at him hungrily and licking their lips. "When the bus reaches the end of the line, you will be on their territory," said the woman. "No one will be able to save you. They will take a hold of you and eat you alive." The backpacker broke out into a cold sweat. He could see the murderous look in the eyes of the slavering Chinese villagers. He had to escape before the bus reached the village. Just then, he felt the bus begin to slow down as it ascended a steep mountain road. "This is our chance," said the woman. "Let's go." She grabbed him by the hand and they ran down the aisle to the back of the bus before the other passengers had a chance to react. The woman pulled the handle of the emergency exit and then jumped out. The backpacker was right behind her and leaped through the narrow opening. He crashed onto the dirt road, then rolled over and picked himself up. He saw the woman jump across a ditch and run off. He followed her, running as fast as he could. They escaped into the mountains as the angry yells of the other passengers echoed behind him. The man fled for his life, scrambling up the steep mountain slope, desperate to evade the hungry cannibals who were pursuing him. Eventually, the Chinese villagers gave up the chase and returned to the bus. The man was exhausted, but he was overjoyed that he had managed to escape their ravenous clutches. As he laid on a large rock, trying to catch his breath, he heard the woman laughing softly to herself. "Now I can eat alone," she said. The Tale of the Talking Doll. There was an old couple who had hired a new maid to help around their house. The wife had a huge doll collection, and the maid was expected to dust them at least once a week. So once a week, the maid walked into the room where the dolls were stored and looked at them in disgust. She hated dolls. While she was dusting, she came across a particularly strange doll. It was a talking doll, and it had a cord in the back. The maid was interested and pulled the cord. The doll said, "Hello." The maid pulled the cord again. "I love my mama," said the doll. The maid put the doll back and continued cleaning. A few weeks later, while dusting off the dolls, the maid accidentally knocked a doll over. It shattered as soon as it hit the ground. The old woman heard the sound and went to investigate. When she walked into the room and saw her shattered doll, a very sad look came across her face. The maid saw this quickly and said, "I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to break her. I won't do it again." The old woman looked down at her sad, broken doll and told the maid that she could only keep her job if she promised to be extra careful around the dolls. The maid agreed. The next day, the old couple left the maid alone while they went out to run some errands. The maid was in such a bad mood that she neglected to do her job. While she was sitting in the kitchen, enjoying some of the couple's fancy chocolate, the maid thought of a vicious idea. She slowly made her way into the room where the dolls were kept. She thought for a moment about how sad the old woman was about her broken doll. The maid picked up a doll and said, "She must really love these dolls," and threw the doll on the floor. It shattered, and the maid smiled. She loved the feeling of breaking dolls. Something about the shattering sound pleased her. She threw more and more dolls to the floor. She was still in her doll-killing rage when the old couple came through the door. The old woman ran to her broken dolls. She looked up at the maid with a baleful expression and asked, "What are you doing?" The husband, seeing his wife so upset, immediately told the maid she was fired. The maid collected her things and left in an even worse mood before. She was so angry that later that night she snuck back into the old couple's home. Knowing they would be sound asleep, she crept into the kitchen, found the biggest knife she could, and made her way to the bedroom. The next morning, the maid returned to the house and acted like an innocent bystander and told the police that she worked for the couple. She played the sorry victim that had lost good friends. She told police that the old couple were loving, nice, caring people, and she had no idea why anyone would want to kill them. At that point, she slowly walked into the house, saying she wished to make sure no one had hurt the old woman's precious doll collection. When she got to the talking doll, she picked it up and pulled the cord. "Hello," it said. She pulled the cord again, and it said, "Why did you kill my mama?" The maid looked horrified. "What did you just say? Why did you kill mama?" asked the doll. The maid stared in shock. She kept pulling the cord. "Why did you kill my mama? She was a nice mama. I loved her very much. Why did you kill my mama?" The maid stared at the doll. She could not believe this was happening. "You killed my mama," the doll screamed. The maid threw it to the ground and ran from the house. The next morning, the maid was found dead in her bed. In her arms was the talking doll. When investigators pulled the cord on the doll's back, it just kept repeating, "She killed my mama. She killed my mama. She killed my mama." The tale of the bully. There was a 15-year-old boy who attended a school in small town Ohio. Most of the other teenagers in his class regarded him with disdain and referred to him as the geek. The boy was painfully thin, wore large thick glasses, spoke with a pronounced lisp, and had a bad case of acne. He wasn't particularly unpopular. He was just ignored by most of his classmates. Because the geek didn't have any friends, he spent most of his free time sitting alone in the classroom, listening to music or playing games on his smartphone. Being shy, quiet, and lacking in social skills made him a frequent target of bullying. There were three bullies in the school who constantly picked on him. They made the geek's life a living hell and showed him no mercy whatsoever. Every day, the bullies would find some new way to torture or humiliate the unfortunate wretch. It was as if they took great pleasure in seeing him suffer. One day, the geek went into the boy's bathroom alone. While he was washing his hands, the three bullies walked in, bored and seeking entertainment. The trio decided that it was the perfect time to play a little game with the geek. They grabbed hold of him and dragged him into one of the cubicles. Two of the bullies picked the boy up by his legs and shoved his head into the toilet bowl. The other bully began flushing the toilet. The poor geek was twisting and turning and flailing his hands, but the bullies just forced his head deeper into the toilet. The sound of him spluttering and struggling to breathe made them laugh uncontrollably. After they had their fun, the bullies let go of the boy's legs. They were shocked when his limp body collapsed on the tiled floor. His mouth was slack and his eyes were glazed over. He wasn't breathing. The horrible realization began to dawn on them, and the three boys began to panic. They had accidentally killed the geek. The bullies never planned for this to happen, and frantically tried to figure out what to do. They didn't want to get caught, so they broke into the janitor's closet and stole a hacksaw. There, huddled in the grimy toilet cubicle, they saw the geek's corpse into three pieces. Then they removed one of the bathroom ceiling tiles and stuffed his dismembered body parts into the dark recess. After that, the bullies fetched a mop and cleaned up all the blood on the floor. They replaced the ceiling tile and ran out of the bathroom, hoping the dead boy's remains would never be discovered. The bullies made a pact with each other, swearing that they would never tell anyone what had happened that day. For a while, all went well for the three remorseless bullies. The geek's parents came to the school looking for him, and he was eventually reported to the police as a missing person. Everyone assumed he had been kidnapped on the way home. Nobody suspected that he had been murdered by his own classmates. One morning, the three bullies arrived for class and sat down at their desks. When the boys lifted the lids of their desks, they suddenly started screaming and ran out of the door. Within seconds, the rest of the students were freaking out and fleeing the classroom as well. In one bully's desk, there was a pair of dismembered legs. Sitting in the second bully's desk was a decapitated torso, and the third bully's desk held the geek's severed head. This gruesome discovery struck fear into every teacher and student in the school. The police were called in to investigate, and evidence led them directly to the three bullies. The boys were promptly arrested, prosecuted, and sent to prison. Today, they sit alone in their cells and endure constant bullying from the bigger, tougher, older prison inmates. The school is still open, but the bathroom where the boy died is now kept under lock and key. Nobody is allowed to go in there anymore because too many students had terrifying experiences when they went into the toilet alone. Some of the kids reported seeing bloodstains on the floor and the uneasy feeling that someone was watching them. Others have heard a boy screaming in the bathroom, even though it was completely empty. They say that if you look under the stall doors, you can see feet there, despite the fact that the cubicle is unoccupied. According to legend, if you go into the boys' bathroom, stand at the sink, look into the mirror and say, "I know who killed you," you will catch a glimpse of the geek standing behind you.